Time for the T100 Animal House Pet Project as we team with the Licking County Humane Society every week and Honest Auto Repair on South 21st Street in Newark to find forever homes for these beautiful animals just waiting for you to make the connection at the Humane Society. And the world famous Alicia Taylor joins us with today's introductions.
Thanks, Wally. I would like you all to meet Willie. He's a 10-month-old beagle mix with a shiny black and brown coat and the brightest eyes. Willie has spent most of his young life here at the Humane Society, and he's definitely become a staff favorite. Willie loves to play and just can't get enough of his outside time. He does have a condition, and it's called luxating patella, which is his knees, and that may affect his movement as he gets older. But thanks to a couple generous donors, the cost of his surgery is covered. So really, all Willie needs now is a forever home to help him recover and thrive. And I'd also like you all to meet Dolly. She's a gorgeous white and tiger-striped one-and-a-half-year-old tabby cat. Dolly is playful, she's affectionate, and she is ready to be the queen of her own castle. She recently came back to us after trying life with a dog in the house. And Dolly, let me tell you, she knows what she wants, and she wants to be your one and only. So we're looking for a home without other pets for this sweet girl who loves being loved by her human friends.
Now let's talk about taking care of those beautiful pets that we own with the wellness clinics at the Humane Society.
Yes, and we just added dates throughout the rest of the year for those affordable wellness clinics. And you can get your dog or cat up to date with vaccines and get your flea and tick preventatives at a really low cost, which, let me tell you, are still needed as the temperatures cool down, by the way. So plan a visit now to make sure your pets stay healthy and happy. Go to lchspets.org/wellness-clinic to learn more.
And as always, be that responsible pet owner. Have your dogs and cats neutered and spayed, and dogs always licensed.
Absolutely. Great reminders. Thank you, Wally.